Welcome to episode 6 of Autograph Weekly.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
Hey, autograph collectors, what's going on? I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until Congress can agree on something positive for this country, which will be probably never.
And we're going to be here for a long time.
Yes, we will. Guys, thank you so much for rating us on iTunes. You've done it! Congratulations! We are noted in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. Not quite the front page, but there's a little section in the front page that says new and noteworthy. You hit see y'all, we're on that next page. That's right, Autograph Weekly representing. What's your thoughts on that, Stacey?
Very happy to see that. I was just on Netflix. That was a couple nights ago, I believe. We were just doing some searching on there. Went to the hobby section just to see if we happened to be listed anywhere. Found us there in the new and noteworthy. So I'm like, I'll go check the front page to see if it happens to be on there. And saw the new and noteworthy on the front page. Clicked on the see all, and there we were inside there. So just want to thank everybody for the support. And keep those ratings coming in and keep those comments coming in on that page. It just helps us out.
Absolutely, guys. That's going to tie in with our giveaway later on. We're not going to have a keyword. We're not going to have a key phrase. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the giveaway ties in to the reviews on iTunes, and that will be explained to you later in the podcast, so we'll worry about that then. But let's go ahead and get started with our return recap. Stacey, what'd you get?
All right, guys. Actually, this week was a pretty decent week again. Return-wise, number-wise, wasn't quite as strong as last week, but still good returns. I ended up with, I believe, 24 successes since last Thursday and sent out 38 more this week so far as well. Go over some of the stuff I got in and see how I can butcher names this week. But anyway, first one I'm going to talk about is Taylor Kischt. Got 2 of 2 from him. He is the actor. He was in the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie. Also, the main reason I wrote to him, I'm a huge Friday Night Lights fan. He plays Riggins in that TV show, so it was awesome to get that. He actually signed one of them with his number, his jersey number from the TV show, so that was pretty cool. Also got Leah Thompson in finally this week. Bunch of people on YouTube have gotten her back, and I finally got mine back. I'd actually sent 2 requests to her. One was Project Deja Vu related, and the other was DVD covers I sent out before I had started Project Deja Vu. And she actually sent them all back in the same package, all signed. So I got 3 photos from her and 2 DVD covers back, I believe, of Back to the Future.
Little fun fact. Uh-huh. I used to have a huge crush on her. Like a huge crush. Not so much as I grew out of it, but I used to, like, she used to be it, man. Like, go on with your Monday.
Okay, no problem. And the other DVD cover was Howard the Duck. Awesome 80s movie. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. Also got Dennis Quaid back this week. Got him to sign 3 photos, so I was very happy with that. Was a pretty long wait. It was about 160 days, but well worth it. Got in Brian Ibbett this week as well. He signed 3 photos for me and also sent a thank you card. You guys may ask who Brian Ibbett is. He hosts a podcast, and he's actually got one of the longer running podcasts there is out there. It's called Coverville. Basically what he does on that show, it's a show about cover songs, and it's just basically he finds these people, submit these cover songs to him, and it's basically what the podcast is about. It's pretty interesting, so check that out if you haven't. A few others here. I got Bill Goldberg back this week, signed 1 of 1 for me. Was a cool photo I found with him, The Rock, and Steve Austin, so I had to get that signed. Got Mickey Ward in, and actually got that today. He signed 2 of 2, and Mickey Ward was the boxer that inspired the movie The Fighter, so that was a real cool return. Signed a movie poster of The Fighter, and then another shot, which is cool. Got Fawn Hall in this week as well. She signed 2 of 2. She has a nice little historical history behind her. She was the secretary to Oliver North and was a pretty key figure in the Iran-Contra affair. So if you guys want some more info on that, do a Google search on that. It's a pretty interesting story. And the last one I'm going to talk about, and I was very happy to get this back, wasn't sure if I was going to. This was a private address that I found for Walter Isaacson. And you guys may ask who he is. He's actually an author, and he just wrote the Steve Jobs biography that just came out. So was very happy to get that back. That only took, I think, 7 days to get that back. So that was my week. Pretty quality once again. What about yours, Zane?
First off, I'm surprised Isaacson signed so fast, considering like all the press and stuff he has to go through right now. Kind of an exciting time in his life, and you still got him in like eight or nine days. What did you say it was?
Yeah, it was probably, I think, 8 maybe. It was very quick. It was, I think, early last week when I sent it. So.
Yeah, I find that very surprising. Anyways, my stuff I got in, it was a pretty decent week. I got some pretty cool returns from some private addresses. Got James Patterson, possibly the most notable author of our time right now. He's just cranks out novels like crazy. He's sold millions upon millions of novels. Sent to him through a private address. I actually sent to him through a private address that I had, and I got a return to sender, but it had a forwarding address. Used that forwarding address, and it worked. So that was awesome to get him back. He wrote a little note to me, too, which is really awesome. If you want to see the note and all that stuff, just watch my videos. Next, I got back John Grisham from a private address, but I checked on Star Tiger. He also signs through a public address, so if you do want to write to him, you can. He signed 4 of 4 book plates, and so did, by the way, James Patterson. The next one is really cool. This guy was a great signer when he was in the Senate, but he's no longer a senator. It's Mr. Tom Daschle. I'm a progressive, and he has a lot of progressive values, and he's like one of my main figureheads, one of the main guys I look up to. And I found a private address for him, sent him an awesome letter telling him about some of the stuff I feel, and he wrote me a really kind note back and signed 2 book plates for 2 books that I had, and sent a signed business card. So that was just amazing. Awesome return from him. Next, Tony Shalhoub. Tony freaking Shalhoub, the monk. Got him back this week through a private address again. I found myself, and that's a pretty... a lot of people want that Shalhoub address. I just haven't given it out. So, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with the address yet, but he signed 3 of 3 photos for me. All legit, match up perfectly with his certified cards and stuff like that. So, very happy with that success. Next, I got Carl Rovin, the puppet master of George W. Bush, if you will. He signed 2 of my custom book plates and 2 of his official book plates, which is really cool. So I got 4 signatures from him and all 4 book plates. So now I got to go spend frickin' money on 4 Carl Rove books, which I'm not very excited about because I'm just giving him money. If you can't tell, I'm not a big fan of the Bush administration. And last, one of the most notable authors in the last 50 years, Maya Angelou. She signed 2 photos for me. I did send her a book plate. I did not get that back. Really disappointed on that. But she did sign 2 photos for me, so that was really nice of her. I think I'm going to actually send the book out to get signed by her instead of sending for another book plate. It'd be cool to have a hand-signed book from her. So, anyways, that's who I got back this week. Sadly, let's move on to Geek a Week. Go ahead, Stacy.
I actually outperformed Zane in Geek a Week this week. Not much to brag about, really. Just 1 return for me this week. This was from Trace, and I'm going to butcher this name. It's Bailey Lou, I believe, or something similar to that. He is one of the people behind Cinematic Titanic. Signed a card that I sent him. I did mine a little different than Zane did. Zane, you just sent... You had them all signed 2 cards, right?
Yeah, I sent... I actually got a hold of, like, the manager down there. I think it's actually Trace's wife, as the person I talked to. I emailed back and forth, and she said she'd get all my stuff signed by the entire cast. So I sent two photos and two index cards. I got 20 autographs back and one success. So I kicked your ass on that one, I would have to say.
Yeah, you did. Kind of what I did there is I just went ahead and sent one card to each person individually. So that was the first one that I got back. So hopefully the other four, we'll see those shortly. I don't think there was too long of a turnaround on yours either. So,
and guys, I just want to remind you that these are starting to dwindle down in the Geek Week. Me and Stacey are actually going to make another push, I think, this week to get more requests out. But they're harder requests because those are the guys that we could not find addresses for, just laying around on websites. So as this project, gets not as exciting, you're going to see a few requests dwindle in here or there, but it's not going to be like, oh, I got 6 or 7 Geek Week successes this week. We're not going to be seeing that anytime soon. So, and I don't know if they're even still doing the podcast every week. I don't think there's been a new post. Have you checked that?
I think he is done with the second edition, so I'm assuming he is going to do a third edition of them. He's been doing it once a year, so this year's is ended up here. I think he did 15 or 16 this year. He didn't do the 52 like he did last year. He's kind of more of a kickstarting project that he's doing. So I think if he raised enough money, I think he's going to move on to a third set. So haven't seen anything official from him, but I would imagine, as I saw on his webpage, the people that have donated. So he's made a decent amount, so hopefully he'll be able to do a third round of them for us. So
what I'm saying, what I'm saying is, as these dwindle down, we may just mention Geek Week because we may not have any returns either of us for 1 week, and we'll say no returns for Geek Week this week and move on. It doesn't mean we're not really into the project; just means that we can't spend a lot of time on the project if we didn't get any returns. So just have your eyes open to that, and don't expect Geek Weeks to keep flowing in because there's only 64 or something like that.
I think there's 69, I think, Ashley's. I think there's 68, and I think there was a bonus card, which I think is Len's actual card itself.
Which I need to get in my next order, but okay, guys, so let's move on. Let's stop rambling about Geek Week. I'm still kicking Stacy's ass, so that's all you need to know.
I'm up to 14 now.
So. I'm up to, I think, 19?
Yeah, it's somewhere right around that.
Next, we have the news stories. Stacey, if you want to go ahead and tell us your news stories, and I'll get to mine.
All right, I've got a couple of them here real quick. First one I'm going to talk about is an item that is up for auction, and the question here is just how much would you pay for a 6-string guitar signed by Elton John, Amy Grant, Charlie Pride, Reba McEntire, Willie Nelson, and Lori Morgan? We will be finding that answer out here shortly. This is to be auctioned on November 12th, and they're auctioning this off to raise money for Make-A-Wish Foundation in Bismarck, North Dakota. So we'll keep an eye out on this, and when this goes up for auction and we get the price centered, I'll have an update on that week's podcast and let you know how much this went for. It's a pretty neat looking piece. We'll have a link to this on our website and on Facebook so you guys can look at this photo. And the other quick story here is the NFL Players Association is going to launch a Playmark website to handle all its licensing images and autographs from here on out. This was an article that was up, I think, late last week, so I'm sure this website is up now. Not a lot of details in here. It's just going into saying that this is how they're going to manage the images and autographs for the over 2,000 players in the NFL that are part of the Players Association. So just wanted to pass that on. And what's your news story for this week, Zane?
Well, I've got a very interesting news story. It's not really, I guess, news, but there is a guy that lives in New York City, a retired florist, that was a pen pal with Gaddafi through the 60s and the 70s and into the 80s. Basically what he did was he wrote to Gaddafi, telling him his views. He said he didn't praise Gaddafi for any of the bad things he did. He always actually confronted him whenever he thought he did something wrong. Gaddafi actually wrote back a couple letters to him, several letters it says, Actually sent him 4 autographed pictures throughout the years, and he showed off the pictures and everything. This guy's been collecting TTM from world leaders for a long time, for I guess over 50 years, and he has some really cool stuff. He has over 6,000 autographs, and he showed off his Gaddafi letter collection. Of course, Gaddafi was killed by his own people. Gaddafi was a horrible, horrible dictator. He actually did a lot of terrorism against a lot of people, and that's when the guy said his name is Louis Shlomowitz. I'm pretty sure I got that right. Anyways, Louis, he said he stopped. He wrote his last letter to him recently, whenever the Libyan uprising came forth. But he got the last response from Gaddafi, I think, back in 1988, when he wrote a letter condemning Gaddafi's support of terrorism and terrorism tactics. So that's when he stopped writing Gaddafi, and then he wrote the last letter recently. But yeah, a very interesting story. I'd like to actually contact this guy. Maybe we can have him on the show, because he sounds like he has some really cool stuff. It lists some of the other people he's wrote off to over the years, and several of them have died through military action. So yeah, just a very cool guy. He said he actually has a Christmas card written and signed by Gaddafi, actually in 2000. So I guess that's wrong. The 88 thing must have been, he just wrote a letter condemning what he did in 88. But yeah, just a really cool story. If you guys want to read more about it, we'll put a link on our website so you guys can go check that out. So yeah, moving on, we have a Q&A question. And the Q&A question is coming from Angela St. Laurent. We only got one Q&A question in today, guys. Remember, if you have any questions for us, email us at autographweekly@gmail.com. And if they're good enough questions, which they usually are, we'll go ahead and answer them on air. So the question is, who do you regret not sending to while they were alive? So if you want to go ahead and answer that, Stacy.
This is a really good question, also a really tough question. I mean, it's easy to go the obvious route and saying, I mean, I'm old enough that I could have wrote to Mantle, to some of those older ball players that they might have signed when I was in, I mean, I might have been able to get something back from when I was in elementary school or whatever, but there's people like that, Ted Williams, back before the autograph hobby kind of what it is today. Trying to think of some others. Walt Disney would be a good one. So I think back in the day he used to sign some stuff pretty regularly.
Mine would have to be the Wendy's guy. What's his name? Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. I knew he was a pretty good signer through the mail. Yeah, I never sent to him. Bob Ross, I guess. I would love to have like a sketch from Bob Ross. Enjoy a painting. I have a signed check that I bought, but it'd be cool to have something personalized from him. Like, he died in 1995, so he was probably, I mean, he died a little early. I was only like 8 whenever he died, so. But still, I mean, if I knew the hobby back then, I would have loved to get something back from him. Those are a couple of mine. Any more coming to mind for you?
I mean, I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I could go back. There's some wrestling people. Andre the Giant before he died.
And the thing is, like, back in the day, like, before the internet, it was not easy to get these people's addresses, especially the bigger names. You didn't have access to these background check websites that you do now. So it wasn't like you could just go and type in a name and find an address. You had to buy a book if you wanted to write off to somebody to get an address from. So, you know, it was tougher back before the internet age to actually write to somebody and get good contact information that was up to date. I mean, think how often people move. Like, think how often we have to update addresses on Star Tiger. Like, if you have to put out a book out, like, you'd have to do it every year. And they did. But you'd have to keep your books updated to be able to get those addresses and keep them straight. So,
yeah, a couple more I could think of from back. A couple of actors in the 80s when I was growing up. I mean, River Phoenix would have been a nice one to get. Corey Haim back in the day. Because I'm pretty sure, I think I remember both of them guys used to sign through the mail back when I was back in high school and whatnot. So those would have been two pretty cool people from the 80s to get.
And, you know, another thing to think about is people who signed before they were famous. Like Johnny Depp, he was in a ton of movies before he actually became famous. Like, he would be easy to get through the mail if you just knew him from Crybaby or something like that, you know.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street, yeah. So, you know, that's kind of along the same lines of get them before they actually hit stardom, or get them before they die. So, anyways, I think that kind of answers your question. It's kind of a hard question to answer. Dick Feynman, I would say Richard Feynman, but, you know, Richard Feynman died a year after I was born, so that really doesn't qualify. Plus, he hated signing autographs. So, yeah, there's that. We'll move on to our discussion, since I think that's the best we're going to get. It's a good question. It's a tough question, because it's a what-if question.
Just to follow that up, I would like to see some feedback on this on Facebook as well. If you guys have some people you guys can think of who you guys would have liked to send to before they passed away or whatnot, it'd be interesting to see some other answers to this too.
Yeah, definitely. And this is not part of the giveaway or anything. We want to hear your feedback on who you guys would have sent to if you would have thought about it while they were alive. Yeah, that'd be some interesting feedback coming from Facebook there. So go ahead and go to facebook.com/autographweekly and give us your feedback. Okay, moving on to the discussion, which is kind of an uncomfortable subject, seeing as it is illegal. And that is reusing stamps. Stacy, what's your opinion on reusing stamps?
Well, I'm going to start with this by saying that I've never actually done it. I don't... Basically, when I get my returns, and I'm not even looking to see if the stamp was canceled or not canceled. I don't really worry about it. I know a lot of people that do that, and I don't have an issue with it. I know it's kind of a touchy subject. It's not legal to be doing that. But
it's against the law, Stacy. Against the law.
I'm just a rebel. I mean, if you remember last week, I was telling kids to look up porn. So.
Yeah, you were. That's true. He's a rebel pervert. That's who he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I may have done it in my lifetime. I may have actually reused stamps. And the way a lot of people do it is they cut them out. So, okay, an uncanceled stamp is a stamp that does not have the black stamp part over the stamp, so it's not marked on. It's just like a brand new stamp. That's what it looks like on the envelope. You can reuse those, but not under U.S. law. It's actually illegal to do it. I don't know if it's a felony or a misdemeanor, but we do not recommend this here at Autograph Weekly. We're just sitting here talking about it and the actual morality of doing it. But a lot of people actually cut the stamps out. Even if it's on a manila envelope, they'll cut the stamp out and put it on a white envelope, which looks really tacky and looks really obvious at the post office because they just glue it on with the yellow fringe coming out of the stamp. And I've always wondered, why don't the post office be like, oh, okay, that stamp has been used before, return to sender. But they don't. They just let it go through like normal. So the post office does not attack this issue. Therefore, a lot of people view it as a non-issue. You know, it's not controversial because the post office really doesn't make a big deal out of it. I supposedly might have, you know, done it. Not going to say if I have or not, but if I did do it, the way I did it, if I did do it, would be to, I'm trying to get my words right here, I would peel off the stamp very slowly. If the stamp rips, I would supposedly throw it away. But if I can peel it all off in one piece, then I would use supposedly a glue stick and use that on the back of the stamp and put it on a new envelope, which it actually looks really good. Like, you can barely tell that it's been reused, supposedly. So that's the process that some people go through just to save 44 cents a stamp. And, you know, those add up after a while, you know. I don't know. To a lot of people, it's free money.
Yeah, I mean, I'll follow up. I mean, I understand why people do it, and I know people do it. It's just I personally have just never done it. Never. I mean, I didn't even really know how people were doing it anyway. I spend enough on postage every week that the 44 cents, the once or twice a week, isn't that big of a deal to me. So I'm the VIP at the post office. So.
But I don't know. To people who really are money crunching, it can help. I mean, if you get a lot of, especially if you send off a lot of 8x10s or larger packages, usually those are the ones that come back uncancelled. So whenever you see somebody on a YouTube video going, uncancelled stamps for the win, that's what they mean. They're planning on reusing the stamps. But if you're the U.S. Postal Service or you're the U.S. government and you're listening to this podcast, I have no part in that. We condone it here at the Autograph. Almost call us the Autograph Network. Here at Autograph Weekly, we condone such actions.
Now we're gonna get sued. We're gonna get sued by Mike for
using his name.
His copyright.
His copyrighted name. I seriously doubt that. So that's really our opinion on reusing stamps. Again, you guys can leave feedback at Facebook on the subject. Do you reuse stamps? If you do, how do you do it? Or if you supposedly do, how would you supposedly do it? If you're against it, why are you against it? Do you think it's should be a major crime? Or for that matter, is it a major crime? Because we don't actually know. It may be a felony. Like, I don't know. Could be. And if that's the case, then it's pretty funny that so many people actually do it. So actually, it's not funny. It's kind of scary. But yeah, okay, that pretty much wraps up our discussion part. Let's move on to our giveaway. And the giveaway winner for last week, and guys, we gave away an awesome, awesome prize last week, and that was a Rod Carew signed card. And the winner for that signed card is Matthew Ferrara. Congratulations, Matthew Ferrara. We posted a video on our YouTube page showing the whole process of picking the winner, so you guys don't say, hey, this is rigged, or something like that. It's all there for you guys to watch, not live, but it's shot, you know, step by step on how we pick the winner. So, yeah, congratulations, Matthew and Stacy. What are we giving away this week?
This week's going to be a pretty sweet prize giveaway contest, whatever. It is an 8x10 signed by the late, great Bubba Smith. More of you may know him from the Police Academy movies playing Hightower, but this is an 8x10 of him. It's a photo from when they retired his jersey at Michigan State. It's a pretty cool looking photo. So that is what we're giving away. I will get a photo or a scan of that photo and put it up on our web page or on our website so you guys can take a look at that.
And to win that, guys. We're doing it different this week. We're not doing a keyword. We're not doing a key phrase. We're not doing a key question. What you have to do to enter is go to iTunes and leave a review for our podcast. Okay, if you don't have an iTunes account, sign up. It's free. Okay, it's free. And rate and leave an actual review of our podcast, and you will be entered to win this. Guys, if you've already left a review and rated our podcast, you're already entered. We're going to go ahead and count those people. But if you haven't done that, you need to go to iTunes, type in Autograph up in search in the iTunes store. We'll be the first podcast that pops up. Just go to our podcast page, and I think it's write a review. It's down at the bottom. Click that, write a review, and we'll pick next week, and we'll see who wins the Bubba Smith signed 8x10. So we're changing it up a little bit this week. We want to boost our ratings in iTunes even further. I'm pretty sure the new and noteworthy section relies on ratings. So the more ratings we get, the higher we're going to be in the new and noteworthy section, which means the more listeners we get. So that's always a good thing. Okay, let's move on to the TTM of the week. And who won this week, Stacy?
I know who didn't win. You didn't win this week. That's the first. All right, guys, I finally won this week. The people that were nominated last week were, I had the Autograph Network with the Larry Flint autograph, and Zane had B-Ball Champ 017 with the Vince Carter. Larry Flint won 77% to 23%. It was 10 votes for Larry Flint, and 3 for B-Ball Champ 017. So I finally have a victory in this, so hopefully I can make it 2 in a row this week. I'm not sure if that's going to happen because it'll be a tough challenge this week, because we'll get to that here in just a second.
Yeah, you kicked my ass, so congratulations on that. I kind of had a weak choice. The Vince Carter I picked was kind of on a whim, and I didn't do my research. Although the Vince Carter return is awesome, just the Larry Flint return involved boobies, and whenever you involve boobies, there's always going to be votes. It's just the way it is, my friend. This week, though, I chose Mr. TTM Central with George W. Bush. Signed 2 book plates. Apparently, Bush is getting in the habit of signing 2 book plates again, which is nice. He only did 1 there for a while it was hot and heavy with the requests. So, yeah, the 2 presidential autographs in 1 package. Hard to beat that, Stacey. What you got?
That just had to be totally rough on you to nominate George Bush for a TTM of the week.
I know. Had to say something positive about Bush. It's kind of.
I think you deserved to win just for that.
Yeah. Hurting me on the inside. Hurts my heart.
Alrighty. Mine this week is from Kelvin ML, who actually got this in today, Thursday, as we're recording this. It was Dean Smith. He got signed 2 of 2. Don't see those a whole lot. They were on 2 4x6s that they were actual legit autographs because the signature was very shaky, as Dean's not in the best of health. Usually, most of the time, you get the standard 8x10 preprint sent back to you. That's the 2 times I've written to him. That's what I've gotten back. So, very awesome success for Kelvin from a basketball legend and icon. So, this should be a pretty interesting battle between these two. So, look forward to seeing the numbers on this.
And, guys, if you want to vote on that, you need to go to autographweekly.com. The poll is on the front page. Pick your winner. And we'll see who wins next week. It'll be an interesting battle, like Stacey said. This will be an interesting one. Okay, let's move on to TTMer of the Month. Now, we teased this last week saying that we were going to have this new feature called TTMer of the Month, and we were going to explain how it all works and what the prizes are involved. Well, me and Stacey did it a little different this month than we're going to do it in the following months. This month, we just took all the information that we had about all the TTM videos that are put on YouTube, and we went ahead and picked one ourselves just through pure returns on the quality of the returns they got in. And go ahead and tell them who won this month, Stacey.
This month's winner is going to be Top Shelf TTM. Had a very awesome awesome month here in October. I think he actually won the TTM, I think, twice with us, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. I know he was nominated twice, and he might have won twice. Did I pick him twice? I'm not sure, because I would have had to pick him for anyone. He might have been in that tie that we had, but I'm not sure. Anyways, he's got some amazing returns, guys. Me and Stacey are still trying to figure out how he does it, because he gets guys that... what did he get? He got Fred Lynn in this week, right?
And yeah, he actually got that. He had a video, I think, 2 days ago was his recap video from when he was on vacation, and had Fred Lynn, and there was not the index card like everybody normally gets. He got 1 card out of 3 signed, plus he got a pretty nice handwritten letter note from him too, which was pretty impressive as well. So
yeah, he avoided the blue index card, man. That's like impossible. You always get a blue index card from Fred Lynn. He also got Al Leiter in, who's a tough sign. He's got in Dave Winfield, who's a tough sign. He's got in, trying to think some other ones off the top of my head.
You got the McCovey. That was one of them.
Got the freaking McCovey. I mean, are you kidding me, man? Like, he gets in crazy returns. So, by default, we had to pick him for the TTM of the month this month. But, well, we'll go ahead and announce the prizes. We'll tell them what they can win. So Top Shelf TTM, we're going to be emailing you. And what you're going to get is a $20 gift certificate to one of the following places. First, Star Tiger. Okay, you're going to get a 6-month subscription to Star Tiger. That's one of the choices. Next, we have a $20 gift certificate for Wink Flash, or a $20 gift certificate to eBay, or $20 in stamps. So we'll be emailing you, sending you a message on YouTube, and we'll be getting that information of what you want out of that. Guys, that's what's going to be up for grabs every month. So always remember to enter to win the TTMer of the month. Again, I'm going to go over those one more time. You can win a six-month subscription to Star Tiger, the premier address website, guys. That's the best place you can go to get addresses. Wink Flash, which almost everybody uses for photos, get $20 in credits for that. Get a $20 gift certificate to eBay or $20 in stamps. Now, how do you enter? That's what you're asking, right? What we're going to do, the last episode of each month, we are going to remind you guys to create videos on your YouTube accounts showing off your best TTMs of that month, okay? So, let's say, what's like four weeks from now, we're going to, no, it'd be 3 weeks from now, we're going to say, hey guys, just want to throw a reminder out there to make your TTMer of the month videos. So you'll get all your autographs, the best ones from the month, the TTM autographs together, and make a video saying, hey guys, what's up? These are the autographs I got in, making this video for Autograph Weekly. Go check out their podcast. And you know what? Throw some creativity in there too, because creativity is going to go be a little bit, like a tad part of it. And if you're like tied with somebody, that creativity could boost you over that other person. So, again, we're going to remind you the last month, the last podcast of each month, and then we'll announce the winner the first podcast of each month. So that's how that's going to work, guys. If you have any questions, email us at autographweekly@gmail.com, and we'll try to answer those for you. If you don't have some kind of recording device for YouTube, get one. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and I kind of want to add something to this. So this is something I kind of want to do with this. I don't know if how we're going to be able to do this or if we're going to be able to do this. I would like to get the person that wins the TTM of the month to come on the show, and we can talk to them a little bit about what they got in during the month. Just a real short little couple-minute little thing where they can come on and talk about what they got and promote their YouTube channel or website or whatever. I said I'm not sure exactly how well this is going to work or if we're going to be able to do it at all, but it's just something kind of hope we can actually get to do. So it'd be kind of nice to get these guys to come on and get them to talk about what they've got. And
definitely that may have to be a case by case basis, because I know a lot of people are busy, but we'll see what we can do on that. It's definitely a good idea. Add some more content to the podcast, which we're actually overflowing on content. We have so many segments. We're looking to possibly hit an hour very soon with all the content we're adding. This week we didn't have a buttload of content like we did last week, but we like I said, we do have a ton of segments that are just lining up, and once we implement all of them at once, it's going to go over an hour. That's just the fact of it. So I think that wraps up the podcast. Is there anything you want to add, Stacey?
That should take care of it for this week. Like Zane said, just keep listening. We got more stuff planned, bigger things planned. It just takes time to get stuff situated and get to where we want to get, but just continue the support of us, and we're very grateful for all that. And that's all that I've got for this week.
All right, guys. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacey Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.